Part B. Situation. You are Freddie Leung. You are an editor for the school magazine. You are preparing information on smoking and drinking among teenagers for the next issue. You will listen to a radio program about teenage smoking and drinking habits in Hong Kong. As you listen, you can make notes on page 1 of the data file. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to study the tasks and the data file.
Thank you.
radio program will begin now. Our guest speaker for the day is Dr. Bernard Ho. Dr. Ho is here to tell us about teenage smoking and drinking habits in Hong Kong. Let's welcome Dr. Ho.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
It's our pleasure, Dr. Ho. Has the number of teenagers who smoke or drink increased in recent years?
Yes. The problem is becoming more serious. Before I get into a couple of case studies, I'd just like to get right to the data. First, smoking is on the rise among teenagers in Hong Kong. According to surveys conducted recently, over 123,000 teenagers smoke. That number has increased 4% from our last survey in 2008.
123,000. That's a lot.
Yes. Of those 123,000 teenagers who smoke, we found that 27% started smoking between the ages of 12 and 15, and 73% started smoking between the ages of 16 and 19.
Oh, really?
Yes. They don't see the harmful effects smoking causes. It not only harms their health, it also affects their physical appearance.
Could you tell us some of the physical effects of smoking?
The most common effects include weak gums, bad breath, and yellow teeth.
Smoking really causes a lot of problems in the mouth. Weak gums, bad breath, and yellow teeth? That's really bad.
Smokers will also find themselves with more wrinkles.
Young girls should definitely remember that. Actually, no one wants wrinkles, not even boys. I don't understand why teenagers do this, since they care a lot about their appearance.
Many of them think that smoking looks cool.
But they will look bad in the end. So, how about teen drinking?
The data for drinking is as serious as smoking. We consider teenagers as drinkers if they drink alcohol more than twice a month. The number of teenage drinkers in Hong Kong is 117,000.
That's a large number.
Indeed. For most of those 117,000 teenage drinkers, 81% started drinking between the ages of 16 and 19. But the trend is getting worse. We found that a growing number of teenagers, 19%, started drinking between the ages of 12 and 15.
Why do they drink?
I was just going to tell you. Firstly, they probably...
This is the end of Module 4.